The Wife of Michael Cleary. Are you a witch, or are you a fairy, or are you the wife of Michael Cleary? We watched and waited and brought rough woolens to her for mending. Other days she crafted finer garments for Dublin rich folk who craved her seamstress magic. Even though it kept the rest of us in the village awake most nights, it wasn't the clack-clack of her singer that disturbed her husband. It wasn't her caterwauling when she danced under a full moon, tripped along its silver path, or the rustle of her fine taffeta skirts when she flounced past the fairy ring to church on Sundays. The charitable among us said it was pure bad luck. The honest whispered her husband was a fool to take the old apothecary house. Coins passed from her palm into the husband's pockets. We shook our heads. Some of us kept her name in our nightly prayers. As the husband thinned, preferring whiskey to mutton, and their field filled with rushes, not oats, we watched and waited and listened. Clack, clack, sing song. Smack, smack, smack. He called Father Ryan to bless the house. The swollen purple creature was no wife. A changeling, a fairy switch, rubbing coins along her thigh, casting pishogues to taint his drink. The father counseled she needed medicine to ease her unsettled mind. Later, she baptized another of the holy brethren in potato water while the priest cursed her to hell's eternal flames. We watched the husband grab her long amber hair, twisting like a rope as he dragged her into the stone circle, shouting threats to fairy folk. She curled into her skirts, tears streaking silk. Our holy chant, as he doused her in paraffin oil, lit a match. We prayed and watched and listened and waited.